So here I am. It's It's the 3rd of August, Thursday the 3rd of August. It's 6:10 in the evening. I am in my usual slightly perturbed state. I went and where do I start? So I've been looking at different options. My daughter had talked about moving from, as a family we've been on Three Mobile for a long time, basically because they were the only service that did an unlimited data plan, and I used quite a lot. I used 70 gigabytes last month. So I've never really, even though I do everything else pretty much on Sky, we've got broadband and you know, the 4K TV service and telephone with them and stuff. I never really packaged in the Sky Mobile because none of their data plans were big enough, but they're doing a 100 gig plan now, and it does roll over. So I've decided to make the shift, and in the process renew my phone, because it's getting on a bit now, and the headphone socket's a bit loose, and it's just a bit sluggish, and got a bit of a crack on the screen, and I can still use it as a recording device. I'm actually using it now because the pack code hasn't gone through yet, so I haven't transferred networks. But as of tomorrow, I shall be on my new brand spanking new phone, which I've already put my fingerprints all over and trying to set it up. It's going to take me a while to get used to the whole newness of it. I got an iPhone. I've been and gone over to the other side. I have. I've set it up. I might start again from scratch, actually setting it up, because I've basically done the whole thing where you just port everything across from your old phone, and I've done the whole thing where when you've got a new toy, you pretty much enable everything on it, and it's got, you know, all sorts of shit running. I tend to prefer a little bit of a more slimlined approach, where I just choose what I'm going to put on my devices. So I think I might just reset it, start again, and just be selective about what I do. Keep it quite close to my chest, as it were. But I've also got an Apple Watch and some of them AirPod things with the noise cancellation. So I'm looking forward to getting all them set up. First thing I'm going to have to do, though, is pop into Tesco in the hope on the way back tonight, in the hope that they've got one of them, either an adapter thingy for USB-C or a USB-C charger, because all of my charger plugs are standard USB, and it doesn't come with a charger plug, so I found out. So might look at getting one of those, don't know what they're called, the thing where you just sit your phone on a magnet. They look quite expensive, but having said that, I have ordered a Punk case, which is the ones that have a built-in battery pack, and a power bank from Punk case as well, which is solar powered. So basically it charges up, and I think that is one that you just sit your phone on. It's I can't remember what they call it. It's not Mags. Is it MagSafe? I think it is MagSafe, maybe. Yeah, a MagSafe power bank that's solar powered. So, got plenty of juice going on there. But yeah, really looking forward to that. I'm going to get into the using the whole fitness thing and whatever. I think I'll still stick with Tidal for my music, because I've also ordered something called a DAC dongle. That sounds silly, doesn't it? So, yeah, this little thing that you plug into the Lightning port that enables the best quality of audio from MQA, Master Quality Audio, unfolding. It's technical shit, but basically you can get like stupidly good quality studio master quality recordings. I mean, for things like going on the treadmill or in the car, it's probably not as much of a thingy bob, but when I'm listening at home in a nice environment and stuff, it's just a non-stop upgrading kind of competition, isn't it, between yourself and all your different devices and stuff. So yeah, that's happened. Where am I now? I'm on my way to Elgin, which is unusual for the holidays, but what the fuck, traffic. There's a production meeting for Bugsy Malone this evening. I've only met the director, I think. I'm meeting the rest, or some of the rest of the production crew, and we are talking about our vision for the show, and basically planning stuff. I'm quite looking forward to just actually getting to meet them, because I've got a feeling that this is going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's going to be a blast. So I've got as far as Thursday this week without recording anything, because I've been on a bit of a just enjoying a few days of, I've not been doing nothing. I have been pottering about and getting bits and bobs done with a bit of trying to sort out my pensions and doing my mileage admin and getting music sorted for this wedding that I'm playing at on Saturday. I only sat down to have a look at it to practice today, and I do need to practice it a bit. So over the next couple of days, so tomorrow, Friday, I've got a rehearsal for that wedding. I'm being paid to go to the rehearsal because one of the bridesmaids is singing while I accompany going down the aisle. We've also got a violinist coming in that I've organised, somebody that I was at the Royal Academy with, so she's a very good player, but she's not coming to the rehearsal, but I'm going to hers after the rehearsal to run through some stuff, because I'll be playing in the register signing and in the exit as well for the bride. So bits and bobs. 1,000 years for the processional. And we got sign, sealed, delivered, everything, and something else. I can't remember what it was in the middle. And then some Hall & Oates, something about a dream or something. Anyway, it's quite upbeat stuff, but I can't really play it very well, so I'm going to have to practice tomorrow while I'm setting up all my new gadgets. It's like, it's just toys, isn't it? And I just want to play with them. And then Saturday, I've got that wedding at 1 o'clock, and then I'm doing a pub gig with The Limit in Ballater in the evening. I possibly might go to the cinema in between, because I'm not sure it's really worth going home, because I wouldn't be home for that long, and it's more mileage and stuff like that. So and then on Sunday morning early, so I won't get home until about half two. Well, I'll have the car unloaded by 2:30 hopefully Saturday night, and then I've got to be up and leaving the house at 6:30 I think on Sunday morning to go to Amsterdam. Speaking of which, I've been on fluoxetine antidepressant for years, and I'm looking into trying to get off of that and onto more of a natural kind of CBD based relaxing regime, just generally looking after my health a bit more, and kind of using the fitness thing on the watch and stuff. I don't know, it's just a new start, it's a new term coming up, because when we come back from Amsterdam, first thing I gotta do is pick up Elwing and Timo, which we like to collectively call them Elmo. They're coming over for the weekend because they're needing to buy a new laptop and want some help transferring a load of the shit from one to the other, and that's next week. But what's probably going to happen, I think I'll probably do a bit of an episode this week, because it's literally only 2 or 3 days worth. Oh, I don't know though, I might do some recording in Amsterdam, but not that much of a speaking variety. I think this is going to be possibly a 2-week episode, because I'm going to a couple of gigs in Amsterdam, and I probably will record a little bit from them, but we'll see. Because remember, I'm going to be getting used to a new phone as well, so I'm not going to be necessarily recording on the same thing. It's all new. It's all new and exciting. I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I put fingerprints all over my new iPhone already before the case protector arrived. But, I'll clean that off. And anyway, going to fuck off because I'm not really saying much. And I might speak to you later. Depends if anything interesting happens. We're meeting in a bar for this production meeting in Elgin. So that's a good sign. That's a good start, isn't it? Bye for now, really. Oh, hello. I don't know what this is going to sound like, because things are slightly different now. I have had delivery of a beautiful iPhone 14 Pro Max. It's lovely, but I haven't had time to get it fully set up properly yet, and I haven't got it all configured properly, so I don't know what the recording malarkey thingy is about. So I'm kind of at the moment carrying around my old phone, just because I can, if necessary, Wi-Fi it up, and I need some time to set, and it's good job I'm going to Amsterdam in 2 days' time. I'm going to Amsterdam, yes, bring it on. Basically my old phone is stuck in my breast pocket. How does it feel being right next to my left tit? And I've got one of them fancy Apple watches as well. And already, even though I haven't got it all set up right, already I think I'm a convert. It's not that Android's not good, but everything's just sleek and stylish, and I'm just loving it. So I think I'm a convert. I am somewhere near Auchinblay, so south of Aberdeen. I've just been to a wedding rehearsal, where I've set up my piano and speakers and stuff, to play through 1,000 Years with one of the bridesmaids who's singing for the wedding that I'm playing at tomorrow. That'll be 1 o'clock tomorrow. I'm now on my way back to it's a lovely little church, by the way, called St. Palladius Church near Auchinblay, right next door to where I presume the reception is happening, called Drumtochty Castle, which is lovely. We've played there in the evening sometimes before. It's an interesting one because you park up in the car park and load in through the windows, which is rather strange. But anyway, just going through Glenburvy on my way to Stonehaven, where I am going to the violinist's house. It's a woman, Sandra, who I was... it's weird because apparently we were in the same year at the Royal Academy of Music. But when I met her up here, what would it have been like? Maybe 10, 15 years later, I didn't remember her. And actually one of my best mates from college, Scott, when I told him about her being up here teaching and playing up here, he remembered her straight away. So that probably goes to show what state of mind I was in most of the time when I was at the Academy in London. So just going there now to practice, running through some stuff with the violin, and then I shall go home. I seem to have accidentally... I've been via Tesco because I needed to pick up a charger, because they don't ship iPhones with chargers anymore, just the cable. So I picked up a charger, but I also, on a spur of the moment whim, thought, oh, I'm going to get one of them nice MagSafe clear cases for it to make it... Just have the full set. I'm just going for it. But then afterwards, when I was on the way to the wedding thing, I thought, hang on, I don't have an iPhone 14 Pro. I have an iPhone 4. I have a Pro Max, which is bigger. So I'm gonna pop into the Apple store on the way back through Aberdeen before I go to McDonald's, because that's the kind of thing I do. And they have a barbecue double quarter pounder at the moment, which I must try. And then I'll have to take this other one back. Fair play to them, though. I popped into the in-laws. They said they were going to get... They've got some spare euros to give us, because they travel quite a bit. She gave me 400 euros. Said, just so you can get a couple of nice meals. I mean, there's only two of us going. I mean, they'd be fucking nice meals, wouldn't they? I mean, fair play to them. They've got their negatives, but... On the whole, they're a good family to have around. Very helpful, especially when they go throwing cash at you. I'm at a junction. Only problem with this is now I have to somehow... Well, actually, while I'm sat at this junction, I'm going to shut up. Oh, it's still running.
Yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow, probably, or later.
Who knows? Well, I feel like I owe you a massive update, but I've only got about 20 minutes because I'm on my way to a gig. It's Saturday night, time for the party. It is Saturday night, what is it, the 12th? Yeah, just got back from Amsterdam today, so huge amounts to tell you about. First of all, I wish I was still on holiday, but if you can tell, I've had a very chilled week. Apart from, so what happened? Yeah, last Sunday we set off early, nice and early after the last limit gig. And on the first day while I was there, all this shit started kicking off on social media with my choir, pardon me, about some stupid comment the treasurer had made to do with people of colour and being able to see their teeth in discos if they smile and stuff like that. And it was, I mean, it was taken a bit out of context, but at the same time, it was a bit fucking stupid as well. So basically an email went out complaining from somebody in the choir about it, and then the committee all started behind closed doors getting really defensive about it and basically being shitty about it. And basically messages were being sent left, right and centre, and in the end I just thought, you know what, fuck this. I was in Amsterdam, I just wanted to enjoy my holiday, and the first day of my holiday, my only holiday that I've had this year so far. And I just thought, you know, because I was going to wait until October to make my decision about the choir, and then give them until New Year to find someone else. But I just thought, you know what, now's the time to go. Because, I mean, I pulled them up on it, the committee. They were basically being dickheads about basically just being dickheads about how it's okay. They were just being dickheads. So I pulled him up on it and said, you know, this is not okay. Can we just be respectful, please? Because they were taking the piss out of this woman that complained. And it wasn't on, as far as I was concerned. So, of course, they then started going on about how they're all going to be leaving because the choir's not what it used to be. So I just beat them to it. I just thought, fuck it. I'm not, it's not worth this stress. I know I get a fair amount of money from them each month, but I'm not that desperate for money now that I need to be doing 5 hours driving every Tuesday, including a whole day at school and my evening rehearsal. So that's gone. Tuesday night choir is gone. One voice is gone, for me at least. And it was a massive relief. It meant I could get on with the week. So when we got there on the Sunday, we had to go and we had a canal cruise and Van Gogh Museum ticket booked for the Monday. But we had to go and book the time for the canal cruise. So we went to do that, and they said, oh, do you want to go on it tonight? So we went on the canal cruise on Sunday evening. The weather wasn't brilliant to start with, but I found myself somewhere that did some interesting baked goods, shall we say, which left me quite baked. So I had myself a sativa homemade brownie on Sunday, and that was rather interesting. Because I'm not really... I'll smoke it if I have to, but as I found out later in the week when I had the opportunity to actually sit in and have a smoke in one of these coffee shops, I did decide to go with the pure joint that they were selling rather than having a mixed one with tobacco, because I don't want nicotine and tar and shit in my system. So but that obviously meant that they were much stronger. So basically, to cut a long story short, I spent the whole week pretty much stoned. And it was great. I loved it. I wouldn't do that if it was legal here. I would be more kind of sensible with it. But because I was on holiday, I just thought, fuck it. And but it didn't stop me doing anything else. On the Monday, we went to the Van Gogh Museum, and that was really good. I would highly recommend that if you're ever in Amsterdam. Canal cruise was good too. Tuesday we went to Tilburg to see Placebo. Every day was quite long with a lot of sort of walking and stuff, but we took it as easy as we could because Suzanne's not the best for walking, so Yes, to see Placebo at Tilburg. Tilburg, not a huge amount going on there, but it was nice to see somewhere different, bit of a travel. And then on Wednesday we went to see Cooler Shaker in a place in the middle of nowhere out near the airport. It was like a 1.5 mile walk from the nearest bus stop, but that was good as well. Weather was nice. Off my tits again. And it tended to be that at some point during the day Suzanne would need a rest, so that's when I would go off to a coffee shop and have a smoke and a bit of a wander myself in that old there red light district. But I did steer clear of the truffles. There's these shops that sell psychedelic truffles, which are basically magic mushrooms, but they're not allowed to sell magic mushrooms. But these are pretty much the same thing, but they are legal. So, not that I'm not interested in taking them, it's just that there's so much more precautions to take, like, you know, making sure you're in a convivial environment, and you know, if you need to drink vitamin C to flush it out your system, then you can do that, or you could feel nauseous if you have too many at once, and making sure your blood sugar's there. It was just like, yeah, I really don't want to subject Suzanne to a bad trip, like, from me, that is. So, I mean, if I go there again, I'll probably think about setting up the situation where I can do that, but not this time. What else did we do? Cooler Shaker Wednesday. Thursday was well, we went to the Fabrique Daily. Oh yeah, Thursday was Anne Frank Day. Yeah, that was quite a change in tone. We did a 2-hour walking tour around all the Jewish quarter. I got a fair amount of background on what was going on at the time. I've read Anne Frank's diary. I'm halfway through reading Meet Geese's biography, which tells the story. Oh, it's not a biography, but it's by the woman who was one of the couple that hid the family and others in the annex there. And it's quite traumatic stuff, you know. It's quite upsetting. Especially the National Holocaust Monument with all the names on the bricks and the ridiculous ages that some of them were. You know, there were whole families, obviously, that were just wiped out. And it was, yes, that was a different tone that day. And then the last day, Friday, yesterday, we went to one of these Fabrique des Lumières exhibitions. Basically, an old warehouse that's been transformed into like a light show, projectors and music and stuff. And it was, this one's currently showing artworks of Dali and Gaudi and another sort of electronic visuals studio presentation as well. So we did lots of different things. We did a lot of relaxing, we did a fair bit of wandering around shops, I did a fair bit of getting stoned, and it was really nice. I enjoyed it. I think Amsterdam could well be my favorite city in the world, and I do fully intend to hope to go back there someday and enjoy its entertainment values even more. So yeah, I thought that was going to take about 20 minutes, but no, I mean, I'm back to school on Monday. Elwing and Timo are over at the weekend. I've got to do a bit of rescuing of data and stuff on laptops and things for them. But I'm just not ready to not be on holiday anymore, considering that the only real bit of this whole holiday, summer holiday, that's been a holiday has been the last 6 days. But I would like to, as much as possible, try to, rather than thinking to myself, oh, I'd rather be on holiday, is to try to have more of a holiday mindset in everyday life, you know. To be a little less stressed out by things and be more chilled. I'm going to try very carefully and very gradually to see if I can transition from the antidepressants that I'm on, fluoxetine, which I've been on for years, and see if I can replace that with CBD oil gradually.
very carefully, see how it goes. But yeah, I'm not massively keen on some of the side effects of the fluoxetine. They're not massively inconvenient, but excuse me. You know, I don't want to necessarily be on that shit for the rest of my life, as it were. So anyway, I'm gonna go now because I've got a coffee to drink, and I'm gonna be at the gig venue in a short while. So yeah, that was just me coming back in to say, yeah, Amsterdam was ace. Go there if you can, be open-minded. Very expensive, actually. Food, drink and everything, very expensive, but to be expected in a very touristy world-famous capital. But very unique experience, dodging trams and bikes and shit, and but really, really nice place as well. And it's weird, you know, all of the stuff there that's legalized that we see as being this kind of seedy, debauched kind of criminal underworld, when it's legalized, when it's there, it's far less threatening and far less kind of, you know, it's just like prohibition does not work, let's face it. And I'm sick and tired of waiting for politicians to stop being arseholes and just get on with it and you know, learn lessons, people. Oh, shut up. I'm going away. Bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.